I always wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael. Fish that indicate the incredible and fantastic also living in Eretz Yisrael, to be close to Hashem Yisbarach. But one of the very practical reasons was the following. I want to be Zoche to Birchas Kohanim on a daily basis. As you know, the Pasuk says here in Parshas Naso, the Torah here addresses the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim and mitzvah Saseh, several mitzvah Saseh, the Gemara points out in Ksuvis, the Simut Shmi Avnei Yisrael Vani Avarachem. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who, in effect, blesses Bnei Yisrael, and he utilizes Kohanim as a kind of pipeline. They are the conduit by which the brachas are being given to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says in Masechet Seita that the mitzvah b'chas kohanim, mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'ed. The lashon of the Gemara is it's a mitzvah chaviva. It's a very beautiful, endearing kind of mitzvah. It's not often that the Gemara uses such a language. The Rambam has with reference to Ner Chanukah that the mitzvah Ner Chanukah chaviva hi ad me'ed. But the Gemara says it explicitly regarding b'chas kohanim. And the Gemara goes on to say there in Sotza, Minayin Shakarish Baruch Hu Misaveh Bichas Kohanim. How do you know that Hashem is desirous of Bichas Kohanim? Shenemar B'tzomu Et Shmi Abrei Yisrael V'Ani Avarchein. And Rashi says something incredibly striking. Comments on that Gemara, on that pasuk, says Rashi, De'ein Ritzias Kafayim Tzorech Yisrael El Tzorech Hamokom. One would have thought that the Ritzias Kafayim, who has a need for it? Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. We want to be blessed by Hashem Yisbarach. Rashi comments that Nesiyas Kapayim is not a tzorech of Klal Yisrael, or perhaps Rashi means not only a tzorech of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says it's a tzorech hamokom. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself is in need of Birchas Kohanim. This is a dava niflamo, an unbelievable statement that Rashi is making. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who requires, who is in need of Birchas Kohanim. Well, many, many years ago, I asked Hagaon Rabbam Zatzal, what's the pshat in this Rashi? What does Rashi mean that it's a Tzorech HaMokom? We know that the Ribbono Shel Olam has no need for anything. He is obviously autonomous, completely sovereign, and that's a rather obvious philosophic basic principle. He has no need for atfilos. He has no need for anything that Klal Yisrael offers to him. Ki mimcha kol u'miyotcha nasanu lach. Everything belongs to him. He is omnipotent. He's omniscient. So what does Rashi mean when he says that the Nesiyas Kapayim is the Tzorech HaMokom? So Hagaon Rabbam Zatzal told me an unbelievable, a very beautiful pshat. And he said, in the context of Avraham Avinu, the Torah describes the relationship that Avraham Avinu had with Hashem Yisbarach. The pasuk says, Ki Yedativ. Hashem says, I know him. The Ramban and Rishonim already comment that verb, Yediya, as in Yediya Hashem, is Lashon Chiba. Refers to the love that Hashem has for Avraham Avinu. Ki Yedativ, Hashem says. And the pasuk goes on to say, Leman Asher Yitzave Es Banav Es Beitzo Acharav, because Avraham Avinu commands his family, B'shomu Derech Hashem Lasos Dokol Mishpat, they carry out the Derech Hashem. And the end of the pasuk says, Leman Havi Hashem Al Avraham Es Asher Dibre Alav, in order that Hashem should carry out all the promises that he made to Avraham Avinu. Now this pasuk has in it some inherent difficulties. The main difficulty is a very obvious one. Here, Avraham Avinu is commanding Bnei Beiso, his family, to adhere to Avraham Avinu's connection to Hashem Yisbarach. He's telling them, Lishma Derech Hashem. They should observe the Derech Hashem. Why? In order that Hashem should fulfill that which he promised to Avraham Avinu. Mashma, that his entire modus operandi is simply almanas, the kavapras, is in order to receive a reward. And we know that Avraham Avinu was called the Ohev Hashem par excellence. And the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Hilchos Tshuva, the last Perek of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam speaks of Avas Hashem, which is the highest madrega that a person can possibly achieve. And there the Rambam tells us that the definition of an Ohev Hashem is someone who completely subordinates himself to Hashem is Barach Shalom Manasakava Pras, not in order to receive any kind of reward at the end. So how does the Pasuk say that the reason why Avraham Avinu commands Bnei Beisro Lishma Derech Hashem, Leman Havi Hashem Al Avraham, it's Hashem Dibar Al Avraham? This question is asked by many Mefarshim. So Rav Pam Zatzal told me that the pshat in the Pasuk is the following. And this pshat in the Pasuk will help us understand the original question that we began with, namely, the Rashi in Seifa, the Rashi says, the Siyas Kapayim is the Tzorech HaMokam, not just the Tzorech HaKal Yisrael. What do we see from this Pasuk? That the Ratzon Hashem is to be Mashpia Bracha. Hashem wants to bless Klal Yisrael. Hashem wants to vouchsafe to us a cornucopia of Bracha. And the Tachlis of the Bria, as we know from Chazal and Psukim in Tanakh, Oilam Chesed Yibaneh. The world was created in order that we should be perpetuators of Chesed. Just as Hashem is a perpetuator of Chesed, we should engage in Imitat Yodei and also perpetuate Chesed. So by Avraham, who is the Ohev Hashem par excellence, Hashem tells him the following. Act in such a way where you'll be roi to be mekabel bracha. You'll be worthy of receiving a bracha. That's the Ratzon Hashem. In other words, when the Pasuk says, L'man hovi Hashem al Avraham, it's Hashem diber alav, L'man Havi Hashem is not a tzorech of Avraham Avinu. It's a tzorech hamakom. Hashem wants so much to shower Am Yisrael with chesed, to shower Am Yisrael with goodness, to shower Am Yisrael with bracha. So he tells Avraham Avinu, make sure that your family and those who adhere to your hashkafa don't do anything which will impinge or infringe on the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem's Ratzon is to give bracha to Klal Yisrael. Make sure that we don't do anything that Chas V'Shalom might negate that Ratzon Hashem. And that's apparently what Rashi means as well in Maaseches Seita, that the Siyas Kapayim is a Tzorech HaMokom. Hashem so much wants to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, and perhaps one could use as a mashal, you see in Tanakh, and the Rambam quotes this in Moreh Nevuchim, and many Rishonim bring this, that a Navi, someone who's a prophet, has no choice. The way the Ribono Shel Olam told Yirmiyahu HaNavi at the very beginning of his Nevuah, and he told him that you were created as a Navi, Navi Bagoyim Nisaticho, V'terem Etzorcha Babetzen Yidaticho, U'V'terem Teitzim Erechem Higdashticho, Navi Bagoyim Nisaticho. So he had no choice. A Navi cannot be Kovish Nevuaso. The Mishnah writes in Sanhedrin, Navi Shikavash Nebuaso Chayamisa. And the way the Navi writes, Ke'esh, it's like fire, burning, that has to reemerge. So the Ribono Shel Olam is on fire and wants to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. That's the Tzorech HaMokom. And there are tefillos that the Kohanim say, as you know, before the Siyas Kapayim, where there, the language of the tefillah is Yehi Ratzon. The Kohanim say, it's also Gemara in Saita, the Rambam quotes of the Halacha, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Shetei HaBracha Azdol Shetivi, Sonu Levarech Esamcha Yisrael Bracha Shleima, that the Kohanim say, they ask Hashem, before they give the Bracha, Berachas Kohanim, it should be a Bracha Shleima, V'lo Yiyah Bo Shum Michshol V'Avrim Niyat V'Aleilom. Chas V'Shom, there should be no Michshol, nothing that would be, create any kind of obstacle in terms of the bracha being chal on Klal Yisrael. So there was a minog that we would call the Kohanim. What does that mean? The Pasuk says, Omar Lahem. So there's the din of Achraza. We have to summon the Kohanim. And then, as we know, the Sheyach Tzibur, in effect, before each word, the Sheyach Tzibur pronounces the word, and then the Kohen, upon the heels of the Sheyach Tzibur, says each word of the bracha. That's the minhag. This is quoted actually by Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, one of the great Gedolei HaPoskim, the Cheshek Shlomo. He mentions this practice. Mila b'mila. What's the marker for that? So he said the source for that is similar to a Kohen Gadol, who used to count the hazols each time he sprinkled. He would count each of the hazols independently. We're familiar with that. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh. The reason is that he shouldn't err, he shouldn't make a mistake, he shouldn't forget one of the hazols, because the Gemara says that hazols ma'akvos, that the hazols are indispensable. And so to here also, we don't want to be calling him to make a mistake and to miss even one word of the bracha. And obviously, if they miss one word of the bracha, they would be over and they'll sigra. The Torah tells us there are two isurim. One is baltesed, not to add. One is baltigra, not to detract. Just like it's also to be add, just like you're not allowed to add brachos, so too you're not allowed to detract. So we ask, in effect, this also is part of what the Kohanim ask Hashem is brought before they're about to do Bechas Kohanim. They ask Hashem that they should bless Amcha Yisrael bracha shleima. It should be a complete bracha. Every single word should be in place. Lo yie shum michshol v'avon mi'ata v'yadreva. But I heard from also Hagoyin Rapam Zatzal any number of times that there's another idea that's embedded in this request on the part of the Kohanim that should be a bracha shleima. We know that the Kohanim make the bracha, and this is the only bracha that we know of, Birchas HaMitzvah, which has in it the nusach of Levarach Esamu Yisrael B'Yahava. The bracha has to be with complete and total Ahava, complete and total love. That's a Tanai Ikari for this bracha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Zohar, Man derachim la'am alo yivarech. If Chas v'Shalom a Kohen has any kind of issue with any member of the tzibur that he's about to give a bracha to, he's not allowed to give the bracha. It's a sakana. That bracha will, Rachman l'Tzlan, be the sakana. So he has to engage in a tefillah before Bichas Kohanim, and he asks Hashem Yisbarach, the bracha be a shebracha shalema, which means that I should give the bracha with complete and total ahava. We complete and total love. Now, undoubtedly, those who know my comings and goings are aware of the fact that I'm very makbid to try to give a yashikach to the Kohanim after Bichas Kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah said you should wait till after Kaddish is over, so you shouldn't be masik in the middle of Bichas Kohanim by saying yiyasher. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say the lashon of yashikach, but the lashon of yiyasher. So they say, in the name of Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Haim Zatzal, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Das, a very large yeshiva in New York, why do we give the Kohanim a Yashikayach? They're just carrying out a mitzvah which devolves upon them, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, and he answered the Yashikayach is because to give a bracha b'ahava with complete and total love, without any qualification, without any reservation, that is worthy of a yashikach. For us to give another Jew a bracha with complete ahava, that deserves a yada yashikach. And after the Bichas Kohanim, what did the Kohanim say? Ribono shel olam, asinu ma shegazarta aleinu. We carried out our part of the deal. Af ata asei imanu kamoshi tachtonu. And now you carry out your part of the deal, namely, hashkifa minon kachcha min hashamayim. Now you, Hashem, should give a bracha, you should bench, cloud yourself. So the lashon that's mentioned in that tefillah, asinu mashe gazarta aleinu. What's the lashon of gazarta aleinu? The lashon of gzera. Gzera always implies a decree, something that one cannot possibly relinquish, one cannot detach from a gzera. Here we're talking about a mitzvah that should be done. Yava. What's the lashon of asinu? Mashe gazarta aleinu. And the second segment of that particular tefillah, which we just mentioned, we carry out our part of the bargain. And now we have the second segment. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should carry out your part of the bargain. What exactly is that? So I saw in the Binyan Shlomo, in the name of his father, he says a very beautiful pshat. In the beginning of Parshas Chukas, the Torah says, "Zos Chukas Atera, Ashtetziva Hashem Lemor." The Torah speaks of the Paraduma. So the Targum translates, "Zos Chukas Atera, Dog Zera Daraitza." The word Chok is translated by the Targum Unkelos as Xera, Zera Daraitza. The Chok is Xera, which means that it's something that I cannot really rationally explain, something that doesn't have a clear rationale, but it's a Chok. It's something that I accept. And the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Tefillah, a very striking and very beautiful Rambam. The Rambam tells you that there are a number of items that are ma'akev in Tefillah, namely that if a kohen doesn't fit all the requirements, he cannot duchen. I'm not going to go into the particulars right now. And then he goes on to say that sometimes you have a kohen who's not such a great Talmud Chacham, he's not so medactic with mitzvahs. The Rambam says further, "B'shehoyu abrios meran min acharav," and people even have all kinds of tainas against him. And the Rambam goes on and even indicates it might be a kohen shelohoyu maso matama betzedek. He's not even an ethical person. He's not completely yashristic in his behavior. So one would have thought that such a kohen cannot duchen. What right does such a kohen have to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael? The Rambam passes a razor and they say as kapha. He duchens. He gives a bracha. He does bichas kohenim. They mind in their side. You don't stop him. So you see, a kohen doesn't have to be a great tzaddik, a great talmid chacham. Only certain elements will prevent him from duchening. If he's chas v'sholom, maybe Rabbi Nazara, he's an idolater. Or God forbid, he's a murderer, he's a rotzeach. For sure, he cannot duchen. Discussion in Poskim, based on Sukkim in the Navi. Poskim says, "Uzporisrim kapechem alum einan yikem. Gam tisabu tfila inin shomer, yidechem domim aleyu. Vizorotzeach, he cannot duchen. Even Abu Nazar cannot duchen. However, other averos do not prevent the kohen from duchening." So here I have sometimes a tzibur of great tzaddikim, wonderful members of Klal Yisrael, and this kohen is a bal avera, and he's giving them a bracha. That's what the Rambam is saying. He can go ahead and give them a bracha. So the Rambam says, "V'al titma, don't become excited. U'matayu b'chas hedyot zeh, how can this hedyot go ahead and give a bracha to Klal Yisrael?" So the Rambam says, "Because Shein kibul abracha tali b'kohanim, ela l'kodesh baruch hu." Because the kohanim are only serving a function, as I said at the very beginning, they're conduits. They're transmitting the bracha of Hashem Yisbarach to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar v'samu shmi avrei Yisrael, v'ani avarachem. Who's giving the bracha? Ribbono shel Olam. And the kohanim are only shluchim. The Gemara has even a machlokes, hani kani shluchim rachmano, shluchim didon. Are they shluchim of Klal Yisrael? Are they shluchim of Hashem Yisbarach? But the one who's giving the bracha is Hashem Yisbarach. And Hashem Yisbarach wants to give a bracha to every single member of Klal Yisrael. I mentioned a number of times that I'm very makpid, as my father Moshom was, to give a yashikach to kohanim. And I've asked many Gedolei Yisrael what the marker for that practice is. I saw it myself among several Gedolei Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah himself mentions it, as I indicated earlier. So I once asked Hagoyin Rav Gedalia Felder Zatzal in Toronto, Canada, what the makar. So he told me the following. I was taken aback by this very original svara of Rav Felder Zatzal. He quoted me a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Gemara at the end of HaKhevel. The Gemara says, how do you know that Chamru Lamara V'tivusa L'shakya? How do you know that when you go into a restaurant, so the wine belongs to the proprietor, but you have to give a tip to the waiter, gratuity. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they think the word tip is a Hebrew word, tip. A gratuity has to be given to the waiter. What's the marker for that? So the Gemara quotes Tzukim in Bamidbar, Parshas Pinchas, where Moshe Rabbeinu was replaced by Yoshua ben Nun, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yoshua ben Nun. So the Gemara says, you see from there that, so even though the Shmicha really came from on high, came from Hashem Yisbarach, but Moshe is the Shliach to confer smicha upon Yeshua ben Nun. But really, the source of that smicha, the authority behind that is Hashem Yisbarach. And so too, Bechas Kehanim. The Kehan is only a Shliach, but really, the marker for the Hashra of Bechas Kehanim comes from Hashem Yisbarach, as the Pasuk says, Vani Avarachem. I'll give them a bracha. So therefore, Rav Felder Zatzal told me that's exactly why you give a yashikach to the Kohen, because this Kohen is a waiter who is serving Hashem Yisbarach. He's a waiter in the restaurant of Hashem Yisbarach. The proprietor, the balabais, is Hashem Yisbarach. Chamer lemara, the wine or the bracha belongs to Hashem Yisbarach, but a yashikach goes lishakia, goes to the waiter who delivered the bracha on the silver platter. That's the markup for giving yashikach to the Kohanim. I thought that was incredibly creative and original. I remember I told this to my Rebbe, Hagoyin Anisan Albu Zatzal. He told me I should come and tell to the Rosh Hashiva, to Hagoyin Rosh Feinstein Zatzal, which I did. And the Rosh Feinstein was the spoil of this original pshat of the one of the Gdolei Ador from Toronto. So before the Kohanim make the bracha, they say that Asinu Masha. After the bracha, rather, Asinu Masha Gazar to Aleinu, the Deika bracha is from Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, that's really the source of that bracha. The Gemara says in Saita, Sholu Talmidah v'Zabalozah v'Shamua v'Ameh Erachta Yomim. Twice in Shas, the Gemara has such questions that the Gemara poses. What's the secret of Arichas Yomim? The Gemara has in Megillah, the Gemara has in Saita. And different answers that I give it. So the Gemara says that one of the things he mentioned, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, he says that never lo nasasi kapai b'li bracha. I never duchin without a bracha, and therefore that's why I was zeche to arichas yomim. The Gemara then asks, "May bevarech? What bracha does the Kohen say?" Asher kiddushon b'kiddushos shel Aaron. Of course, what's the chiddush? We know that there's a mitzvah for a Kohen to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. And Chazal and Masake in the Birchas HaMitzvah before the Bracha. Kol HaMitzvah Zivarech Alein Eivel HaTziyosan. So what Chiddush is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua being Mechadish to us when he says that the Oilom and Asasi Kapai B'li Bracha. So the Turi Eben, one of the Mefarshim, the Shagas Aryeh, he says that he's the one who was Masake in that Bracha. He's the author of the Bracha of Birchas Kohanim of Asher Kiddushon and B'Kiddushos Shel Aaron. The Gemara also seems to be Mashma, that seems to be the correct shot, that he's the author of the bracha. But others claim that he did not want to be yotzei b'chas kohanim from somebody else. Because there's a famous tesefta quoted by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Archayim, that if you have 10 people who are doing the same mitzvah, so the Gemara says, echad b'varach l'kulam. There's a concept called b'roi v'am hadas melech. Better to do a mitzvah in a larger group of people than to do it individually. So he did not want to be yotzei from somebody else, and therefore he himself wanted to make the bracha. And that's the lashon that the Gemara says, me'elam osasi kapai b'li bracha. That he always very machmir to go ahead and dafka make the bracha himself. I want to mention that it could be that each Kohen, perhaps at one point, made a separate bracha, which is what the minhag of Klal Yisrael is, that the Kohen make individual brachas as opposed to one person making a bracha for all of them. As I mentioned, the tesefta I quoted a moment ago, Breivam Hadras Melech, and we pass the halacha certainly that not one person makes the bracha, each Kohen makes the bracha individually. So that seems to be the practice, which is the correct practice. There's a discussion among the Gdolei HaPoskim regarding Birchas Kohanim, and this is a very important discussion. Normally we have a principle called Shomer Ka'oneh. When it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, one person makes Kiddush, everyone hears, and they yotzei. One person reads the Megillah, all of us listen to the Kriyas HaMegillah, of the Valkyrie, of the Shem Tzibur, and we are yotzei to Shomer Ka'oneh. And the question was raised regarding Birchas Kohanim, does the din of Shomei Ha'Koneh apply to Birchas Kohanim? There are many tsunoyim for Birchas Kohanim, many conditions, preconditions, in order to fulfill the mitzvah. One is that it has to be Ba'amida, it has to be B'lashon HaKodesh, Kohanim have to be Poreis Kapeim, have to spread their hands. But another, one of the conditions, is that it has to be B'kol Ram. It has to be Panim El Panim, face to face. The call has to face the Shiat Sibur. I remember as a kid growing up, and Birchas Kohanim only took place in Chutz Aretz several times a year, but the Tzibur that was not so knowledgeable, they were to a large extent pretty illiterate in terms of halacha and the like. They were mostly Holocaust survivors and the like, or people who didn't really have access or didn't really were never able to go to yeshiva and learn and study. So I remember when Birchas Kohanim used to take place, the whole shul, with the exception of my father and the Rav, would turn around and face the back. And their backs would be to the Kohanim, which is neged a mechaber and sholach, against the din, against the Gemara. The Gemara says it has to be panim el panim, face to face. Why did they do that? Because somehow they knew another Gemara, a Gemara Chagiga Tezayim. But the Gemara says, kala mistakel al Kohanim, those who look at the Kohanim, b'shas ha-bracha, ain of chaos, their eyes will become dim. So Chas and Shalom, they didn't want their eyes to be dim, and then when they turned around, and their backs were to the Kohanim. And you're not Yotzei, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, if your back is to them. The Rav actually spoke about this, but to no avail. They were convinced that this Gemara in Tazayin Chagiga overrides the clear din of Shulchan Aruch that has to be Panim Kineged Panim. Whatever the case is, let's say one Kohen has a very sore throat and can't say the bracha. Can he be Yotzei with Shomei Ha'Koneh from another Kohen who will say the bracha on his behalf? So many Achronim say it's not possible because it's a din of Kol Ram. Whenever there's a din of Kol Ram, there's no halacha of Shomei Ha'Koneh. The Mokar actually is a Gemara, is a Sifrei. The Pasuk says here that Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the Akdama to this mitzvah, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, in Perek Vav Pasuk HaBeis, in Pasuk HaGimel, it says, Daber Al Arum Yadamar Leimor, Kosu Baruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael, Omor Lahem. So Chazal say, to Adam Shom Lechaveiro, Adam Shom Lechaveiro has to be B'kol Ram. So each Kain, in effect, individually, has to make the bracha and can't be Yetzei with the bracha of someone else. I want to mention a striking practice which we're all familiar with. In Chutz La'aretz, Om Disvardim Duchin. In Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, everyone duchins. Why in Chutz La'aretz do only Svardim Duchin? So the answer is because the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. And my father, Roshon, was always very intrigued by this Ramah. Ramah says in Kuf Chav Ches, Nagu b'chol ha'medinos elu she'enosim kafayin lelo b'yamtiv. Ramah says that the only duchin on yamtiv, mishum she'os shruyim b'simchas yamtiv. Because then, of course, there's the overriding element of simcha that applies every yamtiv v'samach v'chakecha. V'tov lev hu yivarech. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, and the Ramah quotes his pasuk as well. In order to give a bracha, you have to be tov lev, you have to be in a very good frame of mind. You have to be mistimcha. And therefore, only on Yom Tov do we have that level of simcha. Mashenki, b'shal yomit. Other days, we don't have that level of simcha. Afilu b'shabosos, or b'shabsos hashono, even on Shabbos, we don't duchin. And the Ramah says, so why not? So the Ramah makes the following comment. She'tzkudin b'hirurim al b'chiyosam, v'al b'itam alachtam. We're preoccupied, we're worried, we have all kinds of daigus, anxiety, and stress about our panasa. So since we're stressed out regarding our panasa, therefore we cannot duchin. And only on Yom Tov we can duchin. And even on Yom Tov we're limited in terms of when the duchin takes place in Chutz La'aretz, as you well know. And the Ramah adds, v'afilu b'Yom Tov, where there is simcha, and there is kafayim, elu b'tfilas musar, she'yetz in other betakneses, my father also used to say jokingly that once people get out of shul, they're quite happy. Then they can have Simchas Yom Tov, only because they are able to leave the shul. And my father used to quote the Gemara in Shabbos, the Ramban in Chumash quotes it as well, Sukkim Baloyscha, Kitino Kabareach and Beis HaSefer. We left Har Sinai like a little child that is jumping and prancing the moment he's out of school, and Baruch Hashem, he's free of those shackles. So here, that's not the pshat in the Ramah. Don't misunderstand the Ramah. I just said that jokingly, or half jokingly. But the Ramah says that only on Yom Tov do we have an element of Simcha and Musaf. Why? Because otherwise we are preoccupied with our panasa. We're worried. We have hiruim all day and all night, and then we can't duchen during the week, and we can't even duchen on Shabbos, and we can only duchen on Yom Tov, and even that's limited to Musaf. So my father and mother, Aleihem Mashalom, towards the end of their life, when my father and mother, when they retired, they made Aliyah and they moved to Eretz Yisrael. That's when I always had a even stronger desire to come to Eretz Yisrael than before, to be able to be with my parents, Aleihem Mashalom. So my father came here and retired and basically sat and learned half a day, three quarters of a day. So my father, after a while, said to me, "I don't understand. There seem to be some difficulties in Parnassa here in Eretz Yisrael as well. So why doesn't the Ramah apply here in Eretz Yisrael? What, only in Chutz Laaretz? They have Dagis and Parnassa. But in Eretz Yisrael, everything is Shangri-La. Everything is hunky-dory. It's an ideal, idyllic world. We're living in a utopia. We're sitting back here, Ishtach of Gafner, Ishtach of Tenasso. No one has any problems with Parnassa. What's the pshat?" My father was so yes, Minis Kasha. I didn't know how to answer the question. So my father, after a number of months, he came to me and said, "I have the answer to that question." What did my father say? The Ramah is speaking very precisely. The Ramah says that in Chutz Laaretz people are Trudin b'michyasan u'parnasasan. That's right. They're worried about, and the way my father put it was the following. They're worried about what it says on the American dollar bill, "In God we trust." But God means the dollar bill. God means mammon. God means the God of money. That's the God in whom they trust. And therefore, of course, they're true in the Mishyasa and Panasasa. Here in Eretz Yisrael, where Panasa in some respects is much more difficult, much more challenging. So here we have Bitochen and Hashem is Barach. Here we actually believe in God we trust. And that's why we don't have those tirdus. Because we know ultimately that we live here, we're melumad b'nisim, we are accustomed to, Baruch Hashem, many, many miracles, even in the context of this corona magefa that the entire world was engulfed with. There's no question that here in Eretz Yisrael, Ribbono Shalom and his kindness and his unbelievable chesed, nisim, spared us relative to what's happening in the rest of the world. So there is exactly why we can duchen on an ongoing basis, because we are constantly besimcha. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we have sameach. You don't have those tirgus of panasa that they have in Chutz Laaretz, and we're in a different situation. My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal pointed out another very significant diuk in the Pesukim. The Torah says here in the context of Bichas Kohanim, "Daber al Aaron b'Yavon v'Emor, Kol Sivoches b'nei Yisrael, Omor lohem," with a komas. And right away the Rishonim have pointed out, Rashi on the spot, it doesn't say Emor, as we had not long ago Parshas Emor. Emor, of course, is a Parsha that has a series of directives to Kohanim, how they should behave, laws of Tumah V'Tara, Lashon Tzivui, the imperative, but here the participle form is used, Omor Lohem. And Rashi says, Kimo Zocha V'Shomar, similar to what we have on Shabbos, Zocha V'Shomar V'Di Barecha Nemru. What's the difference between the use of the Tzivui, the imperative, and the use of the participle? What's the difference between Zichor and Zachor? We reference to Shabbos, we say Zachor es yom Shabbos v'katsho. There are shades of Zechiros. Zachor es asher asa Hashem elokecha lemiryam, v'aderach mitzeitzchem mitzoyim. Zachor es asher asa lecha amolek, v'aderach mitzeitzchem mitzoyim. So our Soloveitchik Zatzal noted that Zachor is a Lashon Tzivui, that the Torah commands us to carry out a certain kind of activity. Had the Torah said zichor, imperative, lashon tzivui, remember the Shabbos zakacho, that would mean it would be sufficient to sanctify the Shabbos on a one-time basis, and the mitzvah would be completely and thoroughly fulfilled. But now that the Torah uses the lashon of zochor, that means the following. That is a pu'ula hanimsheches. Zochor means ongoing activity. It's something which is of an ongoing nature, not transient, not a one-time occurrence, but something which is a one long continuum, which means that the entire week we have to remember, we have to focus on the upcoming Shabbos. And that's what we do. Starting from Tuesday night, from Wednesday, we start looking forward to the onset of Shabbos. And after Shabbos has ebbed away, we continue to maintain the Kedusha of Shabbos all the way till Tuesday night. And this is embedded, of course, in the famous Machlokes B'Shamay Beis Hillel that the Gemara has in Maseches Beitza, and Rashi and Ramban refer to it, that Shamai, whenever he would find the Mamad Yofeh, he would designate it for Shabbos. And that is also embedded in what the Ramban writes, that every day we say, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Akadsho. Every day we fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zochor. And as Rashi noted, based on the Ramban, the term Zochor here doesn't only mean to remember, but rather what does Zochor mean? Not just to remember, but more to have nostalgia, to have gaguin, to have tremendous cheshek and desire for the onset of Shabbos. Bo Shabbos, bo Menucha. Shabbos is the Mekor HaBracha. It's the center, the very epicenter of all bracha of the entire week. And this halacha that the Torah tells us in Parshas Yisro, Zochas Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho, means there's an Isur of Hesach Hadas from the Shabbos the entire week. Shabbos has to be the focal point of our week. We look forward to the Shabbos with great desire, with great cheshek. And so our salvation extrapolated from there to Bichas Kohanim. The lashon of the pasuk here is Omor Lohen. The Torah doesn't use the language of the tzivui, emor, but rather omor, the participle. And similar to what the Ramban said with reference to Zochos Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho, that it's not zichor, to remember on a one-time basis, lashon tzivui with the Shabbos, and that would suffice. But rather, the obligation is an ongoing one. Shabbos should envelop our entire week. There's an Isur of Hetzach Hadas from Shabbos the entire week. It's not sufficient as well with reference to Bichas Kohanim that it's a one-time bracha that Kohanim give to Klal Yisrael, v'gamanu, but rather that a Kohen has to be completely and totally concerned when he makes the bracha, Asher kidushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, levarech es amo Yisrael b'yavo. As I mentioned earlier, we don't find such a nusach with any other bracha of any of the Bichas HaMitzvos. There should be rikshei ava. A kohen has to have deep and profound regesh of ava for Klal Yisrael. And that's the reason why apparently the Ramah says what I referred to earlier, that in Chutz Laaretz, they are trudim b'michyasam b'hirurim al panasasam kol ha-shavuan, even on Shabbos, they don't do bichas kohanim because toiv ayin hu yivarech. In order to give bichas kohanim, it has to be an ongoing only on Yom Tov do we find the Kohanim achieve that matzav, that madrega of simcha, where they have such rikshei avah klapi acherim, and that's why the Torah uses that language. The language of omor lohem, ongoing avah, b'li hetzach hadas from Klal Yisrael. We know in general, Kohanim have to constantly daven for Klal Yisrael, the Gemara in Makkos and elsewhere, that is one of their major functions. I wanted to connect this discussion that we had regarding Bichas Kohanim to another aspect of the parsha, which I think is organically connected. We know that Am Yisrael is Amat Plito. We have a tripartite Kedusha, Kohanim, Levi, and Yisraelim. And the high level of the Kohen that is really genetic is not a function of his Bechira. But the Torah tells us in Parshas Naso, the Torah gives us a very fascinating choice that we could also apparently reach similar height to that of the Kohen. And one of the ways the Torah has articulated is the Parsha of Nazir. Of course, you know there are certain halachas that are common to both Nazir and Kohen. For example, a Nazir cannot be Mitame the Mason, similar to a Kohen. A Nazir has to be Nimna from Shtiyas Yayin, similar to a Kohen Vishas Aveda, that the Torah says, Yayin Vishekha Al Tesh, Atu Banecha Itoch, Vivachim Al Olam Leib Leib Samusu. And there's a Medrash Rabbah that actually really accentuates this idea. The Medrash says, Lefishem Mazir Asma Mina Yayin, because he abstains from wine, Vinoyik Tzar Ba'atma Zedishma Asma Mina Avera, and he's very careful to guard himself from chas v'shalom any transgression. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayu Chasha Lefanai Kikohen Gadol. There's a Nazir is likened to a Kohen Gadol. And the Pasuk says it pretty clearly. The Pasuk says here in Oso, the Torah says, Kol Yimei Nizro Kadosh Hu Lashem. Similar to the Kedusha of a Kohen, a Nazir also has Kedusha. The Meshech Chochma has the following comment on that Pasuk. Pirush, Al Tidame Sherak Bipulosov Yizkadesh. Don't think that just in terms of his behavior that a Nazir is Kadosh, Abu Batsmuso in a Kadosh, but inherently, in essence, he's not Kadosh. Lachen Omar HaKosu, the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Nizro Kadosh Hu Lashem, Ki Hu Nase Kadosh Biatsmuso. He inherently is invested, is endowed with Kedusha. V'nisgav v'malosso. Once he separates from his desires, and he is able to divest himself of excesses, he becomes pure. He becomes someone who's the kind of malach in his very essence. The Mezrach Chochma clearly is looking for areas of commonality between the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir. And the Torah says, in the context of the Nazir, Kiyomus meis olav v'pesa pisam, let's say, chas v'shalom, someone died suddenly, the Nazir is mechuyav to be mevata of his nazirus is negated, and he has to bring two karbonos. He brings a karbon chatas, he brings a karbon eila. What is the nature of a karbon chatas? So the Meshech Chochma, Simcha Kerem Bizvinsk, points out that the Gemara says in Makos that a person who killed B'shogeg, as we know, has to remain in the Ari Miklon. He runs to the Ari Miklon, he has to remain there. The Torah says, "Ad Meis HaKohen HaGadol," until the Kohen Gadol dies. Why? So the Gemara has the following explanation in Makos, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Dahavalu l'miboy rachm maldeira mulay bikshu." There's an achrayus. The achrayus of leadership and Kohen Gadol devolves upon the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, and if any mishap occurs, the Kohen Gadol is in a position where he's somewhat guilty. He should have asked Hashem for rachamim to prevent any mishap from occurring, and he did not do so. In a similar fashion, a Nazir is mechuyav to also bring a karban lehiskaper al shameis adam, and the pasuk says v'chiyamus. If someone suddenly dies, so the Nazir also has to bring karbana, says the Meshech Chochma. V'ha-Nazir ma'aloso k'malas ha-Kohen Gadol. The Nazir is equated with the Kohen Gadol. Shelishneyem nezer olakav al roshem. Both of them have this crown of Hashem over them. V'zeh ha-shechota al ha-nefesh shemes. U'kumo ahu de'achle ari b'rechob talso de'parso mineda v'shua b'levi. The Gemara in Makkos also tells the following story of Shua ben Levi. There was a terrible event where a lion consumed someone within the geographic contours of Shua ben Levi, and as a result, he was blamed for it. Eliyahu HaNavi no longer appeared to him. V'lachein afim ira lo meis may be karbon ki mefurish reish perek zayin de Nazir. The Mishnah in Nazir, the Mishnah points out, a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir cannot be metame the Kroveyim, but they are metame that makes mitzvah. There was a discussion there about it. Whatever the case is, we see there are a lot of areas of analogy, of commonality, between a Kohen Gadol, and a Nazir. Both of them have many halachas that are common to both. Both of them have the element of Nazir or Kav Avosha. There's a crown around their heads. The Navi Amos develops even further.
This is the smichus in the parsha that they're back to back.
That also is, I mean, Chazal say, and Mishneh Asvadim. Chazal points out they're not exactly the back to back. You're referring to the Zeros and the Virchas Kohanim, correct? 100%. That is part of the limur because of that smichus of parsha. There are several comments in Rashi in this week's parsha about smichus of Nazir to Seita, and here Nazir to Virchas Kohanim. But the Meshech Chochma notes the areas of analogy. But in Amos, the Navi in Amos also has the following statement. He writes, that some of your children became Nevi'im and others became Nazirim. A Nazir is in reality a Navi. A Navi is someone who's Zecha to Gilush Chino. A Nazir, Misha Nezer Lakava Rosho, Misha Parash Min Ha'ilam, Min Ha'Mesres, is also Zecha to Gilush Chino. Nazirus is not limited to preventing or refraining or restraining from certain tanugim, but rather a Nazir is obligated to elevate himself to a high level of ruchnis. And we know that the ideal nevuah takes place where? Dafka Eretz Yisrael. There's no nevuah in Chutz Aretz. The only time nevuah can happen in Chutz Aretz, the Gemara says in Bar Basra and elsewhere, if the Navi was initially in Eretz Yisrael, and then came to Chutz Aretz, similar to Yecheskel HaNavi, Vani ben Nahar Kvar, he was in the Gaila in Nahar Kvar, Va'ere Maris Elokim. So there's an element of Eretz Yisrael in both the Nazir and the Navi. Avin HaLevi actually writes in Kuzari, he says, I think his Lashon is called Naviim Lo Hisnabu Ela Ba O Bavura, that all the Naviim were connected somehow to Eretz Yisrael, either they were Manabi about Eretz Yisrael, or they were in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam has in the second paragraph of Lechem Naziris, the Rambam's Lashon, I have it written down, Ein HaNaziris Noheges Elam Eretz Yisrael. A Nazir is only Noheg in Eretz Yisrael. A Misha Nazir B'chutz Aretz, someone who became a Nazir outside of Eretz Yisrael, Kain Tzenotzei, we punish him, we penalize him, V'mechayim Nassau L'alos Eretz Yisrael, V'liyos Nazir Eretz Yisrael, K'minyin Al Yomim Shenazah. Depending on the number of days that he was a Nazir in Chutz Aretz, he now has to make up, compensate for that by becoming a Nazir in Eretz Yisrael. L'tikach, Misha Nazir is Manazir B'chutz Aretz, someone who takes such a Nazir to be a Nazir outside of Eretz Yisrael, Kaifin Asay Lalas Eretz Yisrael, they have no Yisham Naziris, Ache Yomus, Ache Yivne Reshamigdash, Riyavi Kabaros, Bimlaish Yimei Nizam. And also the Rambam is telling us that the concept of Naziris and Eretz Yisrael are intertwined, are inexorably intertwined. Just as a Navi can only be Menabi in Eretz Yisrael, Naziris is also only possible in Eretz Yisrael. The writer is Masik here in the Rambam, and the Rabbi says, Amar Avram, Lama Kedin Aso Lalos, why do we compel him to come to Eretz Yisrael? The Chiyesham Tara. There's no Tara in Eretz Yisrael. Alo Kulanu Tumeim, Tumas Meis. We're all Tumeim Tumas Meis, even those of us who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Ein Kan Hefresh from Eretz Yisrael, the Chutzaretz. Va'aso Lahazir V'chol Mokam. The Rabbi says, there's no distinction as far as the Nazir is concerned between Eretz Yisrael and the Chutzaretz, but the fact of the matter is that only Chutz Aretz is the Tumas Eretz Amin. But even Eretz Yisrael, he says, with Tmei Meis. And therefore, you cannot be mekabel upon yourself on the Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbin is L'shitaso, but the Rambam Shita seems to be somewhat different. So the Meshech Chochma, here also in the Parsha, explains that the subject of Chutz Aretz, as far as the Nazir is concerned, is not the way the Rabbin understood it. The Rabbin understood the issue as being one of Tumas Eretz Amin. That's not the case, says the Meshech Chochma. V'haraya, that the Gemara actually has in Maseches Temura, and the Alkut Shimoni point out, regarding Avshalom. Avshalom, of course, was one of the children of David HaMelech who rebelled. He was a Nazir of Chutz Aretz, despite the fact that in the days of David HaMelech, they did not yet have the concept of Tumas Eretz Amin. So you see that the idea of Nazirus and Tumas HaTzadim can be split one from the other. So there's apparently the only maskana that one has to come to is that there's something inherent which is connected to Eretz Yisrael. Just as I mentioned earlier relating to Nevuah, there's an organic connection of bonding between Eretz Yisrael and Nevuah, a similar kind of bonding between the Nazir and Eretz Yisrael, namely the Gaguim for Kedusha. Every Jew wants to constantly elevate oneself, elevate himself, go higher and higher, wants to have a Ruchnistik Aliyah, and that can be fulfilled and realized ideally in Eretz Yisrael. Similar to what Chazal say, Ein Nevuah Shoyer L'chutz Aretz, just like there's no Nevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael, so too, the ideal locus for becoming a Nazir is Dafkan Eretz Yisrael. And even though, as the Rabbi argued, we are Tmei Meis, but still the Chilu between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Aretz is self-evident. Whoever wants to achieve the Darga of a Nazir, so that is ideally fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. The Ibn Ezra, in a very well-known comment here in Nassau, writes, Da ki kol b'nei ha'adam avdei tava fe'olam, that all people universally are essentially servants of their desire. V'amelech ha'amiti, who is the ultimate king, who is the true king? She'eshol nezer ha'teres malchus b'rosho, someone who really is crowned with the crown of glory. Kol mishu chashim v'nativis, whoever is free of these tigers, whoever has control, has been able to govern and curtail all of his tigers, that person is a din melech. And the Torah calls the Nazir, Nazir Elokav Arosho. He has a regal quality to him, almost as if there's a crown, a halo of a king about him. So we are about to enter the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Zman Matan Toraseinu, and we have the opportunity to be zeicha to the keser of a Nazir, and that keser is another keser besides the keser that we mentioned earlier of the Kohen Gadol who reaches a certain height and a Nazir reaches a certain height. There's another keser that the Rambam has articulated in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Perek Gimel, and the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Alchavav, Mishen Eso Libo Lekai Mitzvah Zo Karoi, whoever wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah properly, v'liyos muhtar b'keser Torah, and he wants to get the crown of the Torah, lo yasiach daitu l'dvarim acherim, he should not be masiach das from learning, kachi dato shel Torah, pas b'melach teichel, u'mayim ha'mesura tishte, v'yal ha'aretz tishan, v'chayitzah tichye, u'batera ta'omel, v'lo alecha ha'dova ligmor. And the Rambam writes at the end, v'haschar l'fi ha'tzar, that what ultimately is the koveya l'fum tzaira agra, depending on the effort, depending on the hashkah that a person invests, depending on the amola shel Torah and the yegiya shel Torah, that is the schar that a person is going to achieve. Acquisition of Torah is not a function of one's intellectual acuity. Undoubtedly, intellectual acumen is certainly enhancing in a person's ability to acquire Torah. But bottom line, the koveya, as Chazal say, the Gemara Nida, Harotze Sheyachkim Yarbe B'Yeshiva. The person who wants to become a Talmud Chacham has to sit and learn. So we have on the one hand a Kiyum of Yediyas HaTorah and a Kiyum of Yegiyas HaTorah that's overarching. Now when the Rambam speaks here in this parak about the Keser Torah, one can come about and reach the Keser Torah through Yegiyah HaTorah. And each one of us can be zeicha to that crown of Torah. It all is a function of my effort, of the energy that I invest, of my willingness to be mashkia, time, and the like. Halavai, in this Yom Tov Ashur, Sabol, Enu, L'Tzeva, each one of us should be the capital upon ourselves to try to learn as much as we can, be yegia hanidreshes, with the proper yegia, without becoming overly suffering from ennui, and as a result, we should be zeicha here in Eretz Yisrael to the Keser Torah, to the Madrega of a Nazir, to the Madrega of a Navi, Kodosh Ul Hashem, Nezer Elokav Al Roshenu. That should be the Schiyah of every one of us, Yitz Hashem, This coming Shua Sabalin Lateva, Amen Ken Yiratza. If there are comments, queries, questions, the oros with an aleph, the oros with an ayin,